Now, they call it the Winter White House, and the U.S. president is getting down to business at Mar-a-Lago this morning with the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky visiting Donald Trump at his Florida club to discuss his latest proposals for peace with Russia. There were some positive signals going into the meeting, with the U.S. president declaring, "We're in the final stages of talking.
We have the makings of a deal. It's good for Ukraine, good for everybody."
But major stumbling blocks remain, including the status of disputed territory in the east of Ukraine. Dr. Oleksandr Mereshko chairs Ukraine's Foreign Policy and Interparliamentary Cooperation Committee, and he's a professor of international law. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
As we've come to expect, some contradictory statements from the U.S. president over the weekend. He said Volodymyr Zelensky doesn't have anything unless I approve it. Now, as we heard, he says we have the makings of a deal. What's your read?
Well, first of all, we need to understand Putin's goal and why all this talk about making deal with Putin is absolutely delusional. The thing is that Putin's goal and the reason why he's waging war, it's not about have more territory, to annex more territory of Ukraine. It's about destruction of Ukraine as such. And this is ultimate Putin's goal, and he's not going to stop. That's why all these beliefs that somehow President Trump can make a deal with Putin is absolutely absurd. What we need
why
to do...
Then,
just
sorry,
to
why then is Volodymyr Zelensky gone to Florida with a peace plan?
Yeah, the thing is that, unfortunately, we have to take into consideration the way Mr. Trump views the world, even though we understand that it will not produce any tangible result. But the problem is that Putin is trying to put the blame on Ukraine for not wanting peace. In reality, he is the only stumbling block. And he can do it very easily, just to withdraw troops from the territory of Ukraine and stop Russian aggression against Ukraine. But he's not going to do it. So the only thing which can be done, realistically speaking, is to put maximum pressure on Putin and to return to the initial Trump's idea about unconditional ceasefire.
We understand that the plan that Volodymyr Zelensky has taken includes a compromise on Donetsk, the suggestion that a demilitarized or economic zone could be established there in eastern Ukraine. Could Russia accept that? Could Ukraine accept it?
This is exactly typical Putin's provocation. He is raising this issue because he understands that for Ukraine, it's absolutely totally unacceptable to withdraw our troops from the territory of the Donetsk region. And Putin is trying to push this ludicrous idea using President Trump. And his goal is to undermine us from within, to destabilize the country from within. Because he failed to conquer Ukraine, to destroy us from outside, now he's trying to do it using such provocations.
But
because
sorry, can I just,
for us,
can
it's unacceptable.
But isn't that something that Volodymyr Zelensky has now suggested he might be willing to consider?
No, he will not. He said very clearly that he can agree only to stop the fire along the current front line. This is not about withdrawal of Ukrainian troops from the rest of the territory of Donetsk Oblast, because we cannot afford to lose for strategic purposes, for strategic reasons. We cannot allow it to happen, to lose this territory and to improve Putin's situation when he will try to continue his aggression.
Could you could you accept it that if both sides withdrew and a demilitarized zone was created?
Well, I cannot imagine demilitarized zone in practical terms. The front line is 1,200 kilometers or so, and how wide should be. So it raises lots of issues which cannot be solved. And a demilitarized zone as such cannot stop Putin. Let's be realistic.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the Ukrainian diplomat, Dr. Oleksandr Mereshko, as the U.S. President Donald Trump meets his Ukrainian counterpart in Florida. Security, of course, another major stumbling block. Kyiv saying it wants Article 5 type guarantees. What does that mean if Ukraine, as Volodymyr Zelensky has suggested, gives up on its NATO ambitions?
Yeah, it's an excellent question, because I don't understand how can we talk about Article 5 guarantee if, you know, Article 5 works only part of NATO. It's part of defense alliance. We cannot just take it away, take outside of NATO context and to pretend that it can protect us. No, the only reliable and realistic and cheapest security guarantee for Ukraine to survive is NATO membership. I don't see anything else which can stop Putin.
Dr. Oleksandr Mureshko, thank you so much for sharing your insights.
Thank you.